WWE Fam Podcast.
What? What?
Tuning in to the WWE Family Podcast. My name is Yuck Nasty. And on my right is my son,
Ike Nasty.
That's right. Iron Man Isaac on Twitter. You can find him on Twitter.
With my weird haircut.
Do you got it on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you had the mohawk.
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago. You were 5 years old in that picture.
Are you sure?
That's right. Yuck Nasty on Twitter, YUKNASSTY. Only follow me if you are into crazy explicit stuff.
Right?
Yes, because I do be tweeting about some crazy stuff. But you can call me Yuck. I also do a podcast called Get in the Corner with my buddy Dogga Baby. That is also a crazy podcast. If you're into comedy podcasts and you're 18 and up or you can handle adult stuff, hit us up. Back to the real reason why we're here, right?
Yeah. WWE Fan Podcast.
That's right. We're on Twitter now. We've been on Twitter, but now we're promoting it at the WWE Family. Follow us on Twitter. You will be able to check out all of our stuff on there, all of our pictures. I will be tweeting out pictures of Raw and SmackDown as they happen. What else have I been tweeting? Oh, yes. Please support us. So if you follow us at the WWE Family and you see us tweet anything out about any type of ad, please help us out and click on it. We'll get a couple of pennies, right?
Yeah.
Every time you click on one of our ads, we'll get a couple of pennies. But please don't go crazy. You know, but if you see us tweet an ad, you see something that you like, click on it. There's no viruses, no explicit things in our advertisements. Also, what else do we got to tell them?
We're doing videos on YouTube.
Yep, we're gonna be doing videos on YouTube.
And we're doing more pictures on Twitter.
Yeah, and on Vimeo. We will be posting YouTube and Vimeo of our podcast. We'll have the camera hooked up so you will be able to see me and Ike Nasty doing the WWE Family Podcast
for the first time.
It's gonna be fun, and then also we'll post some other crazy stuff, and we get some funny stuff in store too. We are two silly guys, so if you want to be entertained like you'd be entertained when you watch Raw, and you don't want to hear I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you guys that we are different from what the normal wrestling podcast is like. We definitely go towards, you know, like the kids view, the entertainment value of it. And you'll find that all on our Twitter, too. So follow us, the WWE Family. If you see some sponsored ads, click on them, right? Yeah, hey?
Yeah.
The one thing we were getting to, sorry for all the crap in the beginning, right? One more thing. We now have a website, the WWEfamily.com. It is also our Tumblr page. So you can get all the podcasts there. Everything that we're talking about, tweeting out and posting, either on Vine or Instagram, will be also on our Tumblr. We also will have the WWE shop banner there. Did you hear that slur, Isaac? Go ahead and make fun of me. Yeah. All right, so we have the WWE shop banner at our website. And if you click on that, you order something at the WWE shop through our banner, you will help us out, and we will make a couple pennies off each dollar you spend. Y'all here?
Y'all here.
Let's get into it, man! Woo! WWE family, what happened since the last time we've been here? We had one Raw, right? Still on the build-up to SummerSlam.
Yes.
Man, SummerSlam is going to be good.
It's going to be awesome.
What are you looking forward to in SummerSlam, Isaac?
Triple H being the manager of both of the...
The referee?
Yeah, referee for both matches.
Well, he's going to be the referee for John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
And CM Punk won.
No. Just John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
Why? They're more crazier.
Well, they're trying to build up the hype. There's already huge hype for the best versus the beast, which we are so pumped to see, aren't we?
Not really. I kind of don't really want to see that match.
I will smash him. You know he's talking junk. You know he wants to see that match. You know that when that match comes on, you're going to be going nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down with popcorn, and I'm going to eat popcorn and sit in the bathtub. Yeah, sure.
We are definitely getting it. We will definitely do a podcast immediately afterwards. Since he is not in school yet, we can get away with that on a Sunday night, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, it's set in stone.
We can even do that when I'm in school.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Because on the weekends, because I mostly don't have homework.
Well, Sundays.
Yeah,
you got to wake up early Monday.
Yeah, we
got a couple weeks of summer left, so we're going to have fun. All right, let's kick off Summer Raw from August 12, 2013. The biggest thing was that I liked was the, well, not the biggest thing, but the Battle Royal was pretty kick butt.
Yeah, it was.
I thought Ryback was going to win for a while. What did you think about that?
Just bedlam.
Did you think Ryback was going to win too or what?
Yeah,
son.
I did.
I mean, he was destroying people wasn't he?
He took about 15 people out.
Yeah, he took a lot of people out right in the beginning. He was looking crazy. And then it came down to Ryback, Mark Henry, and Rob Van Dam sitting halfway out the ring. Look at him, man. I like Ryback.
He's pumped.
I like Mark Henry, too. I've always liked Mark Henry.
Doesn't Mark Henry get out?
Yeah. Remember? So Ryback just fell out the ring right there. I got to give it up for Ryback, man. He's doing the company thing. He lays down, so he's always laid down. He'll get his turn.
I wish he would just come back in, just start taking person out.
He should be a Paul Heyman's client. He's not a good speaker, no offense, but Paul Heyman as his mouthpiece?
Yeah.
That could go a lot more than Curtis Axel.
I'm still laughing about what Paul Heyman said. What?
Paul Heyman said what?
No, not Paul Heyman. Brock Lesnar, and he said, Paul Heyman, say something stupid.
Say something stupid. I love that. That was so cool. All right, so this is the end of the 20-man Battle Royal. And, of course, we all know who won. It was Rob Van Dam, Mr. Monday Night, right? Yeah, and then the one thing that I really liked, Mark Henry came back in the ring. I thought he was about to smash him.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Because he was ready.
He gave him daps, didn't he?
Like, right when he came in, he was ready.
Yep, he came in and gave him daps. I want to hear what they said about it again. Oh, no, he cut it out. So that's what's up. Rob Van Dam, that's good. Let him go beat. He'll probably lay down, too.
He's going to
win? Well, Rob Van Dam or Dean Ambrose at SummerSlam?
Well, Dean Ambrose. I wanted to say Dean Ambrose because you never know about his other people.
Yeah, the Shield helping in.
Yeah. So if it's just a match where the Shield can't help, I'm gonna have to say Rob Van Dam.
I would love to see Rob Van Dam do it. I would love to see it. I have a feeling that Ambrose is going to win, retain the title. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to do it without help,
honestly.
You
forgot to talk about?
What's that?
It's when Big Show returned.
What do you do again?
He returned, one in the thing, and the whole Shield team just backed off. Because they didn't want to fight.
Was it against the Shield?
Yeah, Dad. Rob Van Dam and Mark Henry. They came in right when he gave them a handshake. He came in.
Okay.
He came in. And
Shield was about to kick his butt, right?
Go inside. So he came in and they just walked away.
Big Show came back. He's been gone for a while. I wonder if he was injured.
He was injured.
You think so?
Watch. Ready?
Let's see. That's where he came in and gave him daps again, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Pound him. Bam.
And he comes in. And he comes in. He doesn't walk off like Ryback would do.
That was hot. And then here comes the Shield, right?
Yeah, see? He turns around and gets back in the ring. He doesn't
He's
be
gonna
like,
help him out, right?
He's
like, oh,
he's
okay.
Not gonna be like Ryback does. When Ryback just let John Cena get beat up. Nobody came and helped him.
The Shield as well, but still, they're outnumbered. Reigns and Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
Look, so there's three of them, two of us.
The numbers are not in his favor.
Man, I like the Shield. I still like the Shield.
Well, I like one of the Shield people. That's all. One of the tag team people.
Dean Ambrose.
The guy that spears everybody. I like him. He's turning into a Edge wannabe.
Who?
Him.
Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, he's turning into Edge wannabe.
What's the big guy's name again? I forget his name.
I call him Black Hair because I can't remember his name.
Black Hair. Now he's known as Black Hair. Don't forget, people.
This is where he returned.
RVD. RVD. Uh-oh, they're creeping up on him. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's like, he could say.
He saw what he was about to say.
He said, something naughty.
Beep.
Yeah, it's funny.
Look at the beard on Big Show.
He doesn't look different. I'm surprised he didn't come.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm surprised he didn't just come in.
Oh, yeah. Something.
I'm surprised.
Won't even know. Something else. Oh, yeah. Something dope.
It's a Big Show.
It's a Big Show. Whatever the lyrics are. And he's a man. He is huge. You know, they used to call him the Giant at first.
Yeah.
When he first came into wrestling,
he was the largest athlete.
The world's largest athlete. Yeah. So what else are we going to talk about? Oh, we have to touch about Daniel Bryan and John Cena.
Is a parody.
What do you think they're going to do?
Of you. Because I think.
What do you think they're going to do?
I really don't know.
Of wrestling.
Do you know what parody means?
And guess what?
Yes, Dad.
I don't want to be a parody. I want to be the WWE champion, and I want to be WWE champion for one reason and one reason only.
Tell him,
and it's not for the fame. Oh, it's not for the glory.
No.
It's so that everybody knows, and it proves that when I step foot in this ring, there is nobody better than Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. He's getting his well-deserved, and he's playing, and he's not playing a heel. That's what I like about this. You know, Daniel Bryan is not being a bad guy. It's not good versus bad in this match, right?
Yeah, no. It's versus champion versus the beard. That's what they call it. Champion versus the Beard.
You almost got me. You almost got me. A parody.
It was parody, funny when he called them parody. But I don't want to hear him talk up. I don't want to hear John Cena's speech. I'm sorry. It went on too long, too much. But it's going to be a good, good match. John Cena stood his ground like he always does. Says about the same thing. But he is a champ. You got to give it up for John Cena. Right? He's earned that right. He's beat everybody in his way. What do you think? Get back on the mic, boy. You like John Cena? I like John Cena. I have nothing against John Cena. But I think Daniel Bryan, what do you think? What do you think, Isaac? Who's going to win at SummerSlam? Daniel Bryan or John Cena? It's the beard versus the belt. What do you think?
I really don't know.
We'll pick one.
I can't. There's mostly no way I can think who would win that match.
I'm rooting for Daniel Bryan.
I'm rooting for a tie.
A tie? It might end up just to keep the feud going, or not even a feud, but...
Because Daniel Bryan wrestles good. John Cena knows what everybody does.
Yeah.
See, but you know something that's weird?
What's
about that match when Ryback got thrown over the ring by Mark Henry? WrestleMania 29, he lost that match against Mark Henry.
He did?
Yeah, he did. So if he lost that match, so why can't he take out Mark Henry? So just because he lost that match doesn't mean he can't take out Mark Henry. Just throw him out the ring.
Yeah, you're right, but...
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, you saw how it unfolded. Ryback hit the floor. Mark Henry stayed in the ring until RVD.
Because RVD kicked him. If he didn't kick him, Mark Henry would have been out.
All right. So who are you rooting for? You're rooting for a tie. Let's talk about the World Heavyweight Championship. Alberto Doritos. Who is he fighting?
Who's he fighting?
Who's the number one contender? Oh, my God. Who's he fighting? Wow, that's how irrelevant Alberto Doritos is. We should know this before we podcast, didn't you think so?
Well, Alberto versus, what's his name?
What?
Sheamus.
No, not Sheamus.
No, I'm just saying. Sheamus is...
Oh, he's fighting Christian. That's
the name. I can't figure out the name.
So what do you think? Who do you think is going to win in between that?
Well, before I say that, you know what's kind of weird?
Sheamus
had injury, and he still hasn't been back for almost to WrestleMania. It's close to WrestleMania, you know
that. Yeah, he's been out for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, and it does not look like he got that hurt.
Well, you seen his Twitter. You seen his leg. It was bruised up. Remember the picture I showed you?
Yeah.
Wow, that thing looked like it hurts.
Dude, just put some ice on it and you should feel better in about a month or two. Not four months, ten months.
You never know how severe it is.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look that severe.
Well, you never know. So let's get back to Christian and Doritos.
I'm not to say Christian. I don't like Doritos.
I don't like Alberto Doritos either, but I think he's going to whoop Christian. So you're going Christian, I'm going Doritos.
No, I'm picking Christian because he's wrestling more than Alberto Del Rio, so he knows a lot more strategies.
All right, one more thing before we go anywhere else. Darren Young from the Primetime Players came out today and announced that he's gay. And you know what? We don't care if he's gay, straight, or purple, right? Let's keep his career going. I hope that doesn't hinder his career at all with the WWE and how they like to keep their storylines. Honestly, we don't care. We don't care. Nobody cares anymore.
He's probably not going to get fired, Dad, because why would they post something like that on the internet if he's going to get fired.
Well, you never know. That's,
you know what I mean?
I just am saying it. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I hope he doesn't. Yeah, and honestly, exactly. A lot of people think the same
thing. He's like, I think he's the best wrestler on primetime players.
You think he's bigger or better than the big boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because
I mean, he sells good, that's for sure.
Because he's like Daniel Bryan. He knows strategies.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to officially say that Darren Young, I'm, you know, proud of you for whatever you did, if that's what you wanted to do. I mean, no matter what, it is time. You're way over that. Nobody cares. Nobody should care about that. That's the point I'm getting to.
That's kind of, if somebody does care, that's fine. So that's kind of a little bit stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Here at the WWE Family Podcast, we support Darren Young and everything he does, especially now. Yahe. Cheese curds. Let's talk about the best versus the beast. Who are you rooting for?
Isaac? So now that Brock. You know it's a trap.
You're rooting for Brock?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time we clued you in on what that trap
the
is.
The Red Lobster,
Brock,
huh?
When you came up with this idea, I said, Brock, there's no way CM Punk would fall for it, but
he's
going to
fall
right.
for it. Nothing happens. CM Punk, blah, blah, blah. He sucks and all this stuff, and he can't beat the beast, and oh, my God, and all this stuff. Are you going to be the smart guy? And then blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, what happened?
He comes out like the stupid idiot, like he said. So he doesn't know that for sure.
He doesn't know that he's in a trap, right? I love this. He grabs a camera. Who grabs a camera to beat somebody with?
Punch in the ring.
Bam.
Boom. Who's the idiot now? That's what I bet he was thinking. That's what I bet he was saying. I mean thinking. Who's the idiot now?
It was Punk who set the trap.
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
So he gets in there, beats him with a camera, and that was awesome. I freaking went bananas. Nick Curtis Axel came out. What happened? Man,
he just finished
him. Go to sleep.
Boom. He took out everybody.
You just heard
next
him.
Is Paul Heyman.
Took out Curtis Axel with a GTS. That's who I'm rooting for, CM Punk.
No, because remember that he said he's going to take out every Paul Heyman guy. One, two. Next is Paul Heyman. He's done.
That's right. Best in the world. Oh, yeah.
He's so furious. Bring Ryback out.
I'm going for Punk. Who
I
are
know
you going for?
Ryback.
Ryback's not in the match.
Yeah, I know. I know. Rock.
You're going for Brock.
No, Rock.
I'm going to dunk his head in the toilet.
CM Punk.
All right, everybody, you heard us. We're going
for
CM Punk.
Wait.
You got something else to
say? Are
we
going to end this?
Yeah, man, we out of here.
Well, I'm going to do one more shout out.
Go ahead.
To Macy Boo.
On the Twitter?
At Twitter.
Aww.
I want to do a little shout out.
Shout out to the Minglish people and Macy Boo. Yahe. Thanks for listening. We're going to do the outro, and then we also will play some cool stuff, a promo for Daniel Bryan and John Cena. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Is making you look foolish. Are you a fool, Daniel Bryan? John Cena knows what I know. You can't beat John Cena. You don't have ruthless aggression.
Well, Ms. McMahon, if John Cena is lying to me, he'll have hell to pay.
Is it true what Mr. McMahon said out there earlier tonight?
You're asking me if Vince McMahon's telling the truth? Vince McMahon, the consummate promoter. I wouldn't believe a word he says.
Vince McMahon has always been honest with me.
Daniel, you calling me a liar?
This is our main event. John Cena and Ryback in a tables match here tonight. Here we go!
Champion. We'll find out in LA.